We continue the collection of memories of Boy Bayoim in that Kufa, Dora Shebekiva, and this is Mamish Pure Agoda. Oz Yoshim Moishev Ne Yisrael Sashia Azois Lashem Vayemru Leimor. One of the most famous psukim that Klal Yisrael is Mischazik with daily in Emuna Bashem. Shein Talmud Leimor, the Pasuk doesn't say the word Leimor. The word lema shouldn't be in the pasuk. Oz Yoshim Vayishim Neisol Sashi Azois Lashem. Vayoimru lemor to say to others, like you have the pasuk always, the most common pasuk in Davei, Dabei Hashem HaMoshe lema means the Rebbein Shem said to Moshe to say over to Klal Yisrael. What was the saying over here? Klal Yisrael said Shir together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma Talmud lema lema. What does it mean? Melame that teaches us Shir Yisrael oinin achrov shom Moshe al kol dove v'dove kekoyin es ahalo. That the way it was said was Lamor is that Moshe said with Klal Yisrael Vayoimru, they said Lamor to Moshe Rabbeinu Zamiru, they said afterwards. Lekach nema Lamor, that's what the word Lamor means. Now L'cho'oira, the rationale behind this, not just Meduik and the Pasuk, but Rav Akiva is coming, that L'cho'oira in Oz Yoshe Moshe, in the Shira, Ligs, the word Shira means something that's a panorama. Klal Yisrael also thanked the Rebbein Shem when they went out of Mitzrayim. But Shira is something else. Shira is something that's koil the kol shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga. And it was koil every bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga from the beginning of time till Achas HaYomim. The Nevuah on that level, L'chayru Yishayach to Moshe Rabbeinu. So L'chayru would have to be that Oz Yoshe Moshe, Chazal even Dashen Oz means Oz then. Kilu, the real darg of Oz Yoshe Moshe is Los and Lovoi. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechavan the Shira, and Klal Yisrael heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, they said it afterwards. We're holding Yimei Asvira. The word Oz, Chazal Darshan, Miloshen Aleph, plus Zayin. 8. 7 is the Derech HaTeva, 8 is already something higher. In Yimei Asvira, so we have 7 weeks to prepare for Derech HaTeva. And then the 8th Darga, the Aleph on top of the Zayin, is already what's called in the Svarim Nun Shari Bina. So that's already a different level. That different level, Nun Shaybina, Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayru was the one who said the Shira, and Klal Yisrael answered afterwards. Ma'aseh the Mishnah says that no. Then the Chaim Yoimer, Kekoyin Ishma, V'loy Kekoyin Isahal. Kekoyin Ishma, the Gemara gives a dogma, like the Chazan starts Shma, but he doesn't, the Olam doesn't say Shma answering the Chazan. The Chazan starts, like a Malamed Tinoikis, he starts, and everybody says with. Over here, Klal Yisrael, the Chiddush over here is on a deeper level, that Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to that Madrega of Shlemos HaNevuah, which would be necessary, to be Mechavin to all the words of the Shira, all the way to Hashem Yimlech Lailam Void, they were Zoicha to be Mechavin to Moshe Rabbeinu's Darag in Nevuah, Ro Yishuvcha Alayam HaShleiro, Yechesku Bambuzi. And they were zeichet to that darga, kekaren shema, they said with him, v'lo kekaren zahal, not they answered him, which is the way halal was said, by the way, v'mei chazal, was that the shatz said halal, and that's why halal is not a separate mitzvah. We see it as a hemshich, even though it's counted as a separate mitzvah derabonon, we see it as a hemshich of tefillah shachris. The same way by tefillah shachris, in the times of chazal, the chazan would be the one who would be peris shema. He would say the brachas, and the Olam would just say Amen. Alts Bereivam Hadras Melech. The same was true by Halal. He would say the psukim, and they would say Halaluko. The Halaluko is the Amen of Halal. Amen to a bracha is the equivalent of Halaluko to Halal. But over here, not Reb Nechemya says it was Kekoyin Hashma, but like Kekoyin Hazal. I want to point out, by the way, that Reb Nechemya L'chayra is not a drasha that was argued on by Bayoim. The Boy Bayoim, like we said, is the Tkufa when Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar were the Gedolei Ador, and Rabbi Kiva was their Talmud, he was one of the Gedolei Ador. Rabbi Nechemya is a later, is Mamash Achus Yom Rosh Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Nechemya is one of the 5 Talmidim that Rabbi Kiva was making. So this arguing was a Dor later. Now we have another Joshua, Mishnah Hei. Boy Bayoim Dor Shu Bishua Ben Hurkinus. Bishua Ben Hurkinus, by the way, is not to Bishua the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva. That's Bishua Ben Hananya. This is a separate Tana. Le'ovad Iyavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Me'avo Shenema Hein Yikteleini Loi Ayachel. Iyav is considered a chosid that he's serving the Rebbein Shalom B'Toich Avo. And the Pasuk that's Gedashin to prove that point, not Stam that he had Yerushalayim, but that he had true Avos Hashem, is Hain, even if Yikdaleni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miloshen Katola, would kill me, Ayachel, I'm still dovok in him, and I'm still miyachel for his closeness. I'm still oisir etzoinoi. That means that it wasn't mitech yira of being punished, even if that would die. Afilo hochi, ayachel. Vadaina dovashoku. Loyani mitzape. Oyeni mitzape. It says that when the pasuk says the word, hein yikdaleni loyayachel, to him I will hope, I'll cling, I'll be dovuk. The loy over here could be miloshin loy, loy mitavov, which means to him, positive. Loyani mitzape. Oy eini mitzape, fakert. Loy, I'm not, the yikdaleni will knock me off. Loy ayachel, then I won't be miyachel. Eini mitzape. Dover shokel. Talmud loyma, the pasuk fears ois over there. Ad egva leosu tumasi mimeni. Until my neshama will leave me, until I will expire. Leosu tumasi mimeni, my tmimus, my complete being dovek in the Rebbeinu Shalom will not swerve, will not fade. Melamed Shemeyava also. I'm Reb Yeshua. This Reb Yeshua is the Stam Reb Yeshua, not Reb Yeshua ben Hurkin. This is Reb Yeshua ben Hananya, the Rebbe of Reb Kiva, the God Lador Boy Bayoim. Mi yigala ofa meinecha Rabin Yechir ben Zakai, she yisederish kol yomech shu leoved iye vizamokam ele miyiro. He says, Reb Yechir ben Zakai was of the opinion that Iyov was limited in his madrega. He was Ovad HaKadosh Baruch Hu only Miyiru, which is not as great of a madrega as Abba. Shenema Ish Tom V'yoshi Yireli Kivisom Miyiru, the Pasuk describes. V'alo Yeshua Talmid Cho Limit Shmei Abba also. Rabbi Yeshua, the Talmid of your Talmid, he doesn't mean on himself. He means Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hurkin is Talmid Cho. He was a Talmid of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. You'll notice, by the way, in the Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yeshua says the same Lashon, and then he says over there, "Miigala elfe meinecha v'aloi akiva talmidcho maybe lo mikrim and amikrim." Even though Rabbi Kiva was also a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, who were the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, is not considered the Mekabel from Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh. The answer is that Rabbi Kiva grew to such a great degree that he's considered in some places in the Mishnah is an equal to be able to debate with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who is Rabbeim. So he's considered mitnei madrigosei also somewhat as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkin doesn't have that madrigi, he's Talmidcho. And he was Megalva, Limin Me'ava also, not like the drosha of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai.